He caught me cheating and he was like, let's talk. And I looked him dead in his eyes and I'm like, damn, you really are feeling weak, aren't you?
Damn.
Do y'all think healthy relationships get boring? Like, you're in a good relationship with a guy and you're enjoying your time, or a girl, it doesn't matter. Like, you enjoy who you're with, you're enjoying your time, and then all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, but the fact that the routine is so good, does it get like boring? Like, damn, we need like
okay,
some type please. Of discourse. So, like, oh, I need to get like
your
him.
Relationship is healthy.
Okay,
so please,
Mary. Okay, so yeah, this is. It's I think this really healthy. Is the question for me. So yes, I do have a healthy relationship, but me personally, as a person, I don't know if it's a Gemini thing. I don't know if it's me, but like, I. Like, consistency does not work for me. Like, I'm very sporadic. Like, one minute I could do this, and next minute I need to do that. Like, a schedule does not work for me. So, I can't get bored. If you cannot fulfill, like, that excitement in my life, I will get bored. I love my healthy relationship. But it's like, if we do the same schedule, I will get bored. Like, that's how I be. Y'all see it when I do it with hair. I be like, one minute, I be like, I don't want to do no hair no more. I want to do this. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna go into my other hobby, but it's like,
or she might do too much of one style and be like, yeah. "I'm sick of this."
Literally, like,
I'm not
I cannot.
Doing it no more.
Yeah. I cannot do the same thing. That's literally why everybody was like, "How did you do college and college school at the same time?" Because yeah, I got
was
bored.
Too much for me.
I kept going to work and doing school at the same time. So I was like, "Let's add something else to the thing." And that's how it was with the relationship. You have to keep it up. We got to go out of town.
Yeah,
we got to be a little free. We got to do something new in the bed. Something right, got to be different.
I want so badly to be attracted to like Prius driving mother.
I would also love it if you were attracted to Prius driving mother. It's overall better for society in the long run. Tell me more about why.
Like someone who makes good financial decisions, cares about the environment. Like that's what I want to be attracted to.
Those are good guy traits, of course, and attraction is caused by the other stuff.
But the joke is on me.
The joke is on everyone.
Because I see a lifted pickup truck and I'm like, that probably costs this whole paycheck. Do you want to make bad decisions together?
Yeah, that's normal. All women are attracted to fun, dangerous things like lifted pickup trucks.
Yeah, it's crazy. And you see this a lot. Like, there are a lot of women, especially in their early, mid, and late 20s, that will make bad decisions. And they do it because they expect that there's always going to be some guy. They just think that there's going to be some guy that's going to come and protect them from all of the consequences of their own bad decisions. There are women who literally don't think that they are broke. They just think that men are broke and they think that they're dating the wrong men. Let that sink in. Like, I'll see women prioritize their careers from like 23 after they graduate college to about 28. Oftentimes, all they're showing on their Instagram is going to different hookah lounges, going out, drinking alcohol, showing all the luxury restaurants that they're going to, going on vacations. And when you see them at 28, 29, they don't have any money. Oftentimes, they have debt and they don't have anything to show for it, quote unquote, prioritizing their careers. And I had a buddy that was dating a woman one time. She was $40,000 in the debt. And because I met my wife early, I never even thought about that being an issue. But yeah, that could be a big issue because I like you a lot, but I don't like you $40,000 a lot. That's a lot of liking.
You just can't go by attraction because then you only get the good stuff now and the bad stuff later as opposed to the other way around. So if you choose this, then your life gets bad. And if everyone chooses this, then the world gets bad. And yeah. We used to have things that would make the choices for you, but now you have to do it yourself, which means a struggle between what you want and what's smart.
I hate it here. I hate it here, too.
This should not be incentivized, but that's okay, because you're at least asking the right questions. This is a visualization of my consciousness system, and this girl's video is actually coming from probably one of these levels, which is admirable, because a lot
at
of
least
people
she recognizes
don't get there
it.
On a day-to-day
yeah, at least
basis.
She recognizes
in my opinion,
it, yeah.
Humanity is spending more and more time at these lower levels. They're looking at the phone and going, do I want this? No. Do I want this? No. No, no, no. Yes, okay, I want that. Well, where do I get it? I guess I could send a message to this person. In my life coaching practice, a lot of people come to me with questions like this. How do I get what I want more effectively? And sometimes I just answer it, and sometimes I have to push them a level higher to, is this something you should want?
Exactly.
And that's what she's asking herself. Yeah. She knows that this is fun, but she knows that the fun will end. She's thinking about her choices over time. And that's what we should all do. We're all going to have thoughts at this level all day long, and the more that you slow down and spend time on it, the higher level your thoughts will go, and
exactly.
The more control you will get over how your life is later.
If
you get up to this level enough, you can actually recondition your impulses so that this no longer looks so good.
And then if you stay at the highest level enough where you're really asking, should I do this? You curate a better life for yourself. That's why I say, like, the worst thing that society tells people is that you should just be able to do whatever when you're in your 20s. Just boobity-boo, have fun when you're young. I think your 20s are your separation age. I think if you start and you hit the ground running in your early 20s and society starts to teach people that your 20s are important because they separate, you'll see more well-adapted older people. But because people just tell kids or younger people to just go have fun and just to act on their impulses, like he's saying here, a lot of times people end up in a bad position because they're chasing fun or they're chasing dopamine or they're chasing excitement. But oftentimes, if you forego that to make the right decisions for you in the now, your future self is going to thank your current self for making those sacrifices and decisions. There's plenty of fun to be had when you hit your 30s. There's plenty of fun to be had when you hit your 40s. But if you don't do the things necessary in your early 20s, mid-20s, and late 20s to put yourself into the position, you're going to spend the rest of your life trying to fight back the fact that you didn't take advantage of that youth and energy that you had in that age. So I think when you're in your early 20s, it might be hard to see the separation earlier on from making good decisions. Everybody's going out partying, you seeing them having fun. But once you crack down and make them good decisions, by your 30s, you will see the separation. So I 100% agree with what he's saying here. You got to make those good decisions. Ask yourself, should I be doing this? That's a good question.
The same principle behind AA, I want this? Admit you have a problem and then you can recover. This guy showed up in a bathrobe. He's not going to make it. Here's how it goes. You feel an impulse that isn't good for you if you act on it. You notice the impulse. You evaluate if you should do it or not. And then you imagine the feelings of living out that choice.
Yeah. Last year, I was dating someone who was very good at this. She wanted me to wear this ring. She was cute. While we were dating, I had a life coaching client who really had his life together. The conversation went like this. He said, I'm tall, I'm fit, I'm attractive, I make a ton of money. How can you help me? And I was like, can you help me? I told her about him and she recognized that it set off her hypergamy. She was like, what if I could get a guy like that? I'm not perfect, and neither is anyone. No matter how much you look like this at the start, you will look like this eventually. Remember, no amount of value can protect you from hypergamy. So my girlfriend had a feeling that she wanted something, but then she got up to, should I want this? And then she told me right away. She knew that hypergamy makes you always want more until you get to the guy who doesn't want you back, and then you have nothing. She remembered, just because I want it doesn't mean it's a good idea.
Yeah.
In other words, if you keep replacing guys who put you here, eventually you get to someone who puts you here.
Yep.
And of course, this was not a fun conversation for me. No one wants to feel like I'm not number one.
Oh, yeah. Lie to me. Lie to me and then practice self-control, and I better not see you acting on that hypergamy. Lie to me. The people think things all they want, and obviously dudes probably think certain things too, but they would never say that to the woman that they're with. I want my woman to lie to me. Don't be honest. Make me feel like I'm the biggest person on the planet. I'm the best guy in the room, and you got to make me feel like that consistently, because the moment you start acting on some other hypergamy and I see that in your actions, it's over with, out the window. That's why I don't think dudes should lead with money, though, because leading with money, you're going to attract hypergamous women, and like he said, there is no level of hypergamy that where you're going to quench that thirst. It's a void. It's an endless void. There's always going to be some level of climbing. But yeah, I want you to lie to me, though. Don't be honest with me.
But adults talk about their feelings. That's why I picked her. She was really smart and good at that. I would never date somebody if she would not tell me what she was feeling. Because again, you are going to look like this to her eventually, no matter who you are. She's always going to want someone more than you sometimes. That's what hypergamy is. And the only way that relationships can be stable is if you hang on during the times where the feelings are maybe...
Yeah, I agree, but you can want what you want. But there's some things that are just inappropriate to talk about. I just think you cross the line. But that's me, though. That's his whole relationship. I'm not judging his relationship. I'm just talking about me, though. I ain't got it in me. Don't tell me that you thinking about Drake. Keep that shit to yourself. A lot of me.
Not as good. You have to be there during the good times and the bad. It's in the marriage vows, for better or for worse. If you don't do that, then your life is just this red line.
Yeah.
Every time you meet someone and they're fun, it's like, oh my God, this is amazing. It's not fun anymore, and you leave. And then you meet someone, oh, but he left after one night. And then you meet another guy, and oh, let's see where this goes. Oh, this is awesome. And then you get the ick.
And what you see is a lot of women who, especially later on in life, and why it becomes so hard and why their standards go higher is because they're used to this scale. They're used to this up and down. And they equate what the ups are to the blue line of what it's supposed to be. So they think because they had these high highs with these guys that actually don't want to make any commitment, that's what a regular relationship is supposed to be. They get addicted to its excitement. They get into a relationship. They consider it boring when really it's peaceful. Those are just two different states of mind of the same experience. And they ruin their own relationships, or they never find the guy because they continue to look for the red line. And because they can provide a life for themselves now, you know, with the ability to work and, you know, have income, they'll chase that dragon forever. You'll see women late mid 30s still looking for the same types of dudes, and they going to meet him. His name is Jesus. Keep on waiting, baby. He coming. His name is Jesus Christ.
Believe, and it's just chaos. And then the dating market starts looking like this disaster instead of this straight green line. And then no one gets married and no one has kids. And then the neighborhood you grew up in looks like this. So what this woman is saying is, I recognize my desire for something that won't work out well for me. I wish I didn't have it. And this is what people have forgotten how to do. Listen to this.
When I was dating, I used to get icks from like the tiniest things. Like breathing, absolutely not in the bin. Needs oxygen, yuck. Has toenails, disgusting. Eyelashes too long, ugh. Eyelashes too short. Ugh. I've come to this realization recently that I feel like icks are like your subconscious brain being like, run away. Maybe it's a sign that you're not supposed to be with that person.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's your body telling you maybe not this one. But the zero ick period lasts for maybe 3 months at most. And if you switch to a new guy every time, then you just end up here. I haven't finished drawing monkey disaster yet, but you know, it looks like this. Or this. Your feelings are always going to want more fun. If you put them in charge, then you live in hell.
Yeah,
your feelings cannot tell you what you should do. They just tell you what you want.
Yep.
You're not supposed to have a feeling and just do it. You're supposed to think, is this a good idea? If you don't figure that out, this is the future. This is the feelings-based society.
Yeah, I agree with him 110%. I think that part of what makes us different than animals is we have the ability to see the things that we want and the things that we desire. We could be hungry and we could choose not to indulge in certain things that may not be good for us. We don't have to behave with our animalistic nature as our first thought. We can choose to have that second thought that says, I shouldn't do this because this isn't good. And I think that's what separates us. And I think the more you live with that, should I do this in mind, the more human you actually are. I think you are more animalistic when you live in that world where you just are a victim of your own impulses or a slave to your own impulses. So I think he's absolutely right when he's talking about what curates a better society. But I think a big part of what we're missing here is that women don't like nice guys because nice guys are oftentimes weak. Yeah, they're weak and they try to act like they're empathetic, but really they're just afraid of standing up for themselves. They try to act like, oh, look at Andrew Tate. He cheats on his woman. You should never be with a man like that. But it's because he doesn't have the option to cheat. Good men, not nice guys, good men are capable of cheating on their woman, but they decide not to because it's not good for their relationship. Good men are capable of protecting and providing and being violent if necessary, but they choose not to. And they choose to uplift those who are less capable of violence instead of just trampling over the weak. That's what they do. So those are good men versus nice guys. And women like good men. They don't like nice guys. And so if you're a nice guy, stop being weak. Grow some balls. Stop letting people take advantage of you and walk all over you, especially the woman that you're with. She's never going to respect you that way. And be a good man. Be capable of violence. Go take some martial arts classes and choose not to be violent. Be capable of cheating on your woman by being a man that other women desire. And then choose not to cheat on your woman because it's not the right thing to do. So oftentimes guys get nice guys and good men conflated and they choose to be nice guys instead of being capable of all the things they should be capable of and then choosing to be a good man. Those are two totally different things. I think it was Jordan Peterson that said it. You're not, a rabbit isn't virtuous for not being violent because it's incapable of violence. There's no virtue in it because it's incapable of it. It is by definition weak. A wolf is virtuous if he chooses not to be violent because he has the capacity to, but decides not to be violent. So, but either way, let me know in the comments below if this video was a WRL and give me the HBO special. That's a help brother out special. Hit the like and the subscribe button for more content. Till next time.